listening to The Grapevine on 99.3 County FM. I'm Lynn Pickering. Although Canada failed to win a place in the FIFA World Cup 2026 finals, Portugal's win over Croatia in Toronto last week has that team continuing play today at a much-anticipated match against Spain in Dallas, Texas. Well, in Toronto, the Portugal team trained at Centennial Park in Etobicoke. And on Saturday, fans gathered at the park to watch the team's last training session, hoping to catch a glimpse of Portugal's captain, Cristiano Ronaldo. The team seemed to love their stay in Toronto, and CBC reports Portuguese head coach Roberto Martinez praised the grass at Centennial Park and its change rooms, saying they had the same feel as the old-fashioned Premier League grounds. What Coach Martinez and his team probably did not know is that it was trained border collies that helped keep the pitch pristine by preventing geese from fouling the field. Gareth Williams, owner of the Stirling-based company Border Control Bird Dogs, has been the subject of international media attention since the story came to light, and I spoke to him on the Monday Grapevine on June 22nd. Here's my interview again, in case you missed it. Welcome to The Grapevine, Gareth.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me on your show.
Can you explain what the dogs are doing in Centennial Park?
Yeah, my company's been recruited to keep the Canada geese off of the FIFA practice soccer fields at Centennial Park in Etobicoke.
And why is it important that the field be clear of Canada geese?
Well, the City of Toronto built these facilities for the FIFA World Cup, and the sports complex where this new stadium was built, it's in the past, there's always been a bit of a goose problem there. So they didn't want the Canada geese sitting on their brand new multi-million dollar high-class turf before the athletes turned up to practice.
And what kind of damage do the geese do?
Geese are pretty ravenous, actually. They eat quite a lot of grass, so they would be losing turf, and at the same time they're obviously sat on there, they would be leaving deposits which actually kind of burn the grass and damage the turf.
How often are the dogs on duty at the park?
For that contract, we are visiting twice a day, 5 days a week, and we are on standby to go to 7 days a week if needed.
Can you describe how you train the border collies? Wouldn't they just chase the geese away anyway if they were let loose in the park?
Yeah, so we've retrained basically border collies. Traditionally, they've been used to move livestock, sheep in particular, and they do that not just by running at the sheep, otherwise, just like the sheep would just scatter, they wouldn't do anything. Exactly the same with the geese. If they just ran at the geese would fly off, but they come right back again because they haven't been taught anything. We haven't educated them anything. They've just been scared for a moment or two. So our border collies have been retrained to stalk the geese and basically use what's called either collie eye, people call it, or wolf eye. It's basically a very intense stare. And by doing that stare while they're stalking, the geese start believing our dogs are actual natural predators. And then they are encouraged to actually leave and start believing that site has a predator in place, so they're less likely to keep coming back.
So the geese are thinking, I'm not going back to that field because the dogs are there.
Exactly. It's not a magic wand. The process does take time because basically what we're doing is trying to re-educate the geese. They are fairly quick learners, but they're not instant learners. So it does take a while for a natural progression and repetition of doing the same thing until we build up a presence in that area. And then they start, oh, no, I will go somewhere else. It's somewhere a lot safer for me to land, eat, breed, make nests, etc.
What are some of the other jobs that your dogs have been hired for over the years?
Yeah, the FIFA contracts are just a small part of our contracts for this year. We work from basically the other side of Toronto, Mississauga, Guelph even, all the way to Montreal. And in that area, our handlers and dogs take care of customers such as cemeteries, golf courses, universities, schools, yacht clubs. But you name it, we do it. Anywhere where there's any green spaces and have a goose problem, we're the people to call.
Border collies are reported to be the most intelligent of all breeds. Is that why you use them?
Yeah, I've owned border collies for most of my life. I absolutely adore the breed. They're They're fantastic learners. They are great workers. They can be a handful. If you don't give them a job, they will find their own job. And I always say that job they find is probably not the one you want them doing.
Well, I told you the story about when my son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter came here with their border collie, and as soon as the dog got out of the car, way, way back in the field, he saw cows, and you could just see him thinking, I was born for this. And off he went, and he rounded up the cows, chased them back to Richard Byford's farm next door, and we could hear Richard yelling and saying, what's going on? So Bixby was in heaven. He loved doing that.
Yeah, so that's why we use border collies. It's basically just their work ethic, and it's been bred in them for years. So they're just a fantastic companion and work friend.
How did you first begin this business?
Many years ago, we actually when I first came over from England 25 plus years ago, I actually had a sheep farm, so we had border collies then, anyways. Then we saw something on the TV regarding them chasing geese down in New York Central Park. I had a farmer friend that had a ag bag full of corn that the turkeys used to keep getting into, and I said I'd seen something on TV. I'll see if my dogs will chase the turkeys off, and they did, with some success. So I then went to the States and did some training down there for the industry, because it's a bit more established down there than it is. And I came back here and set the business up.
Well, we know that all dogs have individual personalities. What are the qualities you look for when you're breeding the dogs and when they're puppies and so on, to select the dogs that would be best for this job?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's very difficult. There's no exact science to that. We go through as a young pups, we do something called instinct testing, where we do certain things like open an umbrella in front of them and maybe shout, clap your hands, and see how they react to that. We then start the training with these Indian runner ducks. They're like bowling pins. They don't fly. And we get the pups start moving them around and getting used to that. And we can see with some degree of success which dogs are likely to be able to, progress into a goose dog from that basis.
And how many dogs do you have working now?
We have five working dogs, and I have eight here in total at the kennel.
And I didn't mention, I guess, that you're in Stirling, and that is your headquarters. So,
Yep, we have a farm just north of Stirling.
what other kinds of jobs do they do? Is it just the geese management, or are there other jobs that you have them doing?
No, but basically, we just do geese management, like I've said, for many different customers. Golf courses, we need that they're all trained to ride on golf carts. Most of our dogs are swimmers in case the geese try to take refuge in ponds. So that's kind of the work they do from day to day. And then, of course, when they come back home, they have the farm here. So they basically relax and act like border collies and our pets and our family.
Yeah. How did people first learn about your company and the fact that you had these trained dogs that could come on their golf courses or whatever property they have to clear them of geese?
Yeah, I'm not sure how people started hearing about us. Well, we've been in business 15, 20 years, and it started off very slowly with some cities having a goose problem and looking at ways to try to dissuade the geese. And we had a few meetings with various clients and tried to explain the idea of what was behind what we were doing. And slowly but surely, we gained some traction. So, say we have maybe 100 odd different customers in a year, all of various business types, and every year it just comes to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and more people are now starting to learn what we're doing. Of course, with this, all the media surrounding the FIFA is shone a spotlight on our business, and maybe now more people will realize what we do, because it's still fairly unknown.
Well, Sally is the dog who was featured in the Toronto Star story about your company. Aren't the soccer players aware that Sally is working to keep the pitch, as they call it, clear of the geese?
Yeah, I'm sure they are throughout all the media, and we are there when they're practicing. So there's not just one team practicing at that facility. It's basically a practice field. So every World Cup game that's held in Toronto, those teams that are participating in that game a week or 10 days Well, actually, it's probably a bit less than about a week. They'll be in Toronto, and they will then book that practice field for five, six training sessions. So, yeah, we are on site when some of the players are there.
How many years can a border collie work?
Training takes quite a while, or I'd say they were a complete finished article goose dog. Normally, they start going out on site at around 2 years of age. And from them building up experience. And my old dog James, well, he's not with us anymore, unfortunately, but he was with me at the start in this business. He was still working into 12, 13. He couldn't do full days at 12 or 13, but he still wanted to come if I was doing an occasional call.
That's a pretty good career for a dog.
Oh yeah, they absolutely love it. They just, like you said, that was their destiny. It's what they love doing. I have a line up at my car in the morning with the dog saying, "Pick me, pick me." If I take one dog all week, the rest of them get a bit jealous. So no, I do have some. I have some very good workers, I must admit.
Want to thank you for speaking to me today, Gareth. It's just a great story about Sally and the other dogs. And I think she deserves an extra treat for her contribution to FIFA World Cup 2026.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
Gareth Williams is owner of Border Control Bird Dogs, and you can learn more about the company on the website geesemanagement.ca. That interview first aired on the Monday Grapevine, June 22nd. Stay with the Grapevine. I'll be right back to tell you what's coming up tomorrow on the show. You're listening to 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.